Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about energy, but as it relates to how you show up for others. You know, we hear a lot about the term, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. And it kind of frustrates me because I want you to be a beacon of light. I want you the one holding the torch that lights the way for others. Don't wait for the light at the end of the tunnel. For heaven forbid a train would come, right? Be the beacon of light. And when you do that, others will start flocking towards you. Others will want to get in your light. And you know what? Your light will ignite their light. And you'll see a chain reaction. And boy, do we need that in society today. We can pull others down by negativity. We can have this Armageddon thought process, but what good does that do? Yes, you need to be cautious. You need to prepare yourself. You need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to be present. But that doesn't mean you have to be negative. The definition of beacon is a source of light or inspiration. And when I say that, you know, you can think of someone like Oprah or Mother Teresa in personal development world, Tony Robbins, a great motivator. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you every single day. Your legacy is how you treat each individual on a daily basis. And so are you adding light into their lives? Are you adding light into your own? What are you feeding your brain? You know, I want to talk about three steps to become a brighter beacon of light. Because every time you stretch yourself, you're a beacon of light. Every time you step in to diffuse an argument, you're a beacon of light. Every time you do not post something that is in reaction, or a negative comment, when you make that decision not to do that, you're a beacon of light. When you compliment others, you're a beacon of light. When you celebrate others, you're a beacon of light. You're not the center of attention, but you're putting positive energy into their lives. You're sharing your light with them. Every time you smile, every time you love, every time you say yes, you accept something from someone, every time you connect with someone in a positive way, you're being a beacon of light. I've shared many times that growing up, my dad would ask me each night, have you added value to someone's life? I think that qualifies here. When you add value to someone's life, you're being a beacon of light for them. And so, wouldn't the world be a better place if everybody was a beacon of light? Getting rid, so bright that the negativity can't take hold. It's like in the book, Outwitting the Devil. He talks about 98% of the people drift. They're not beacons of light. Their light's been snuffed out. They're just kind of couch surfing or kind of going with the flow. those that are non-drifters who have the control over their own mind and control over their own lights, they're the ones who become the beacons of light. And that's what I want for you. What is it in your life that you need to change to brighten your light? Do you need some auto-suggestion? This isn't a pitch, but that's why we've started and we're launching the, as Angela coined it, daily deposit of Sharon's ATM. And that's abundance tips and mentoring tips, because so many people need positive messaging. They're thirsty for it. So what are you feeding in your brain? You know, and you really have to kind of keep your inner light shining bright. You have to work on yourself first and nurture yourself. And then when you're out there, you have to remember to recharge it, because when you're out and you're sharing light and you're boosting all the people, you get tired. And so you need to, you know, the second important thing is to recharge your light, because you may be a great source for others to plug into to help themselves, but you need to help yourself as well and make sure that you can have a ever-ready battery. We have solar power at our ranch, and so we're constantly looking at, okay, where the what's the battery level? Because it charges the batteries, and then if the batteries kick out, then our generator kicks in. So how are you recharging your batteries? What are you doing to keep your light? Because, you know, even with positive people, you know, all of a sudden you'll see one of them that's kind of like down for the day. They need to recharge their batteries. And only then, when you've got your fully charged and you replenish in the evenings, can you truly become a lasting beacon of light for others. And I want to challenge you to think about this, because it's also important for your children. Are they annoying you? Are you teaching them to be a beacon of light for others? You know, it's really easy to complain and criticize. It's really easy. And it's kind of hard to make that transition to catch yourself. And instead of complain and criticize, compliment and celebrate. Okay, write them down. Instead of complain and criticize, compliment and celebrate. You feel the difference just in the words? And that's how you recharge. And that's how you become a beacon of light. Forget the light at the end of the tunnel. That might be a false prophet. There's a lot of them on the internet. Be your own light. Be a beacon of light that helps others. Recharge your light. And then continue sharing it for others. Because imagine yourself in a dream where you're in the dark and you have a torch. And all of a sudden you see torches lighting up around you. Be that one that shows that first torch and creates the chain reaction of beacons of light. Thank you so much. I'm going to do another session for the Play Big Movement. If you're not a member, please join and share this out. This is one way to be a beacon of light. Share this message to be other people. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much. And love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.